Oh, hi. I was just thinking about you. I was wondering how you were doing because it's been so long. Seriously, I was wondering how it was going for you. It has been a while. Well, when I got that email and you told me that you were starting to think those conversations we had were all a bad idea, I have to admit, I was pretty surprised by that. Because the whole time we were talking, you really seemed to be enjoying yourself a lot, more than I'd ever seen you enjoy yourself before. But we did agree that if you decided you wanted to go back to how things were, and if your wife ever decided that she wanted to take you back, I did promise that I would help you out. And a promise is a promise. Oh, no, it's okay. I'm not mad at you at all. That's not the first time some guy's changed his mind. I don't take these things personally. No, I'm not upset at you whatsoever. Just absolutely let that thought escape your mind and just relax. Okay. Since you asked me to help you out with hypnosis in the first place, I think that at this point we're best off if we use hypnosis to get you back to where you really need to be. It just seems like the best way to change what we're doing. So I want you to just lie down and just relax and just get comfortable. Maybe you could remember being absolutely, completely comfortable with yourself in the recent past. Just bring yourself back to that state by remembering it. Existing in a state of total comfort and confidence the last time you felt that way. That's good. I can see you're relaxing already. Maybe you feel the way you felt the first time that you started to notice you were developing that cute little lisp. Or maybe you feel the way you felt the very first time that a really, really hot guy tried to pick you up. But relax and focus while tapping into those feelings. I want you to focus on the fantastic changes you're about to make in your life. And I want you to know that if you really, really want it to happen, you will never need to experience any of those kind of things again. Never, ever. No, instead, you can have the exact life that you need. The one you told me you wanted back is yours. Your old heterosexual life, all of the hot, sexy confidence you enjoyed as a married heterosexual guy. You could regain all of that hot, steamy, marital sex with your wife. Remember it now. Close your eyes and remember it now. Remember the ultra hot, steamy sex you and your wife used to have so often. And relax. That's good. You're ready for these changes, and your subconscious mind is aching to embrace your true sexuality. You look so ready. Since you're lying there so ready, I'm going to start my brainwave synchronization. You'll hear that old familiar swishing sound. It makes you feel so good because your senses will start to absorb these waves and you'll naturally begin to exist in sync with the natural frequency of your sleeping brain. And this will just help you relax. So that as I speak to you, soon I will be speaking to your mind in a deep trance state. It isn't something you need to work at. It will just naturally happen. Trance happens to you regularly, often while you do two things at once. In a way, trance is what allows us all to chew gum and walk at the same time without having to try to do either. That's right. Feel your chest rise and fall more slowly. That's good. That's good. Feel the little kinks and clenches in your muscles start to let go. You don't have to try to relax because you're already doing it. You're so good at this. You're already there. Before you know it, words are going to land in your subconscious mind. Without trying to listen, without trying to obey. The suggestions that sound so good to you will stick. They will. They will just glue themselves to you and stick right where you belong. And any time that your subconscious mind encounters my voice saying a statement that it knows is not true and not at all accurate for you, you don't have to worry. Your subconscious mind will reject that statement and automatically do the opposite. So when they tell you that you are a straight guy, led on a temporary wild goose chase, and your gay life, it's all over and you're going back to reality, your subconscious mind immediately knows what to do with that statement, and you are that much closer to reaffirming your regular, true identity. Isn't that nice? That's right. Look at how relaxed you are. And you can relax because everybody can trust their subconscious mind to navigate each and every inaccurate and inappropriate suggestion. Knowing that your subconscious mind will leave you 3, 6, 10, 100 times better off when you train yourself to trust it completely. You can trust your subconscious mind to revise and revitalize and restore you and to change anything you truly want to change. And that is such a beautiful, beautiful thing. And that is why the experience of really deep trance, the deep diving trance of total trust, and total confidence. Confidence in me, because we've known each other so very well. And more importantly, the confidence it takes to allow yourself to surrender. I want you to start at your age right now and count backwards. There's no need to do it aloud. Nobody needs to know how old you are, just by yourself in your own head. Count downward from your age, and with every number that you drop away, your relaxation and your trance increases. Just counting down, nice and relaxed, and so much more relaxed. With your eyes behaving like they do when you're sleeping, just counting and giving up control of those muscles in your eyes, counting down and giving up control of each and every part of your body. You might lose your place, and when that happens, I just want you to do your best. It doesn't matter. Just continue as best you can. Each number peeling away another layer of conscious decision making, until all you do is count numbers down, 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 feeling better and deeper with every 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Until you count your way all the way down, and just utterly relaxed in your deepest state of trance. Good. And so, so deep. Attaboy. When you're deep like this, you're always, always honest with everybody, with me and with yourself. I'm your hypnotist and I'm just here to help. And I want you to understand now just how fully and how completely you are saying goodbye forever. Goodbye forever to those intense faggot habits you have come to depend on. We are always honest about what we really, really like in a trance. So, we're going to fix everything that's troubling you. I'm going to say the phrase, "Suck it," in a minute. And when I do, you're going to experience the memory of the last time you really, really enjoyed blowing a guy. You can make the guy even hotter than he actually was, because you're in trance. And you can do that. I want you to imagine being down on your knees and worshiping the cock of this picture-perfect specimen of masculinity that your poor delusional little fag brain actually had you convinced turns you on. And when I give that signal, it will be exactly like you are really there. Like you can feel it and see it and hear the sounds he makes. Like you can touch it, grab it, feel his cock and his sack in your hands. And see how greedy your hands might look as you handled it. When I say, "Suck it," no, no, not yet, you'll know. You're going to feel his hips pressed against your lips, and you're going to feel your breath stop just for a split second. Your jaw will feel stretched, and your nose will feel stubble and sweat from his crotch, and you'll love it, and your face will be stuffed, completely stuffed, filled with cock, because he'll be in mid-throat fuck with your face. Ready? Suck it. He's mid-throat fuck, and now you feel the full, wet, shining length of his cock slowly pulling out of your mouth. Feel the sexy, slick, meaty weight of his cock as he withdraws and slides out. Every millimeter of your mouth caressed as he leaves your mouth forever. Oh, look at it glisten. He's glistening with your spit. So wet. So slick. Look how it bobs just a little to the right. Look how hard it is. And now I'm going to say the phrase totally straight. Totally straight. And when I do, your mind will immediately flip the page as if it's flipping from this to a photograph of your wife, okay? Okay? Oh, what's that? What's that? Oh, go ahead, honey. You can speak without breaking trance. Just try to speak a little more clearly. You can do it. Oh, no. I'm going to say the phrase totally straight, and you will always, always replace these nasty fag imaginings with your wife, who's willing, you said, to take you back. I see. I see how hard you just were. Right up to the point when I mentioned her. Look, you realize that when I snap my fingers, and if I put you back where you asked me to put you back just right now, it's going to make you 10 times more gay. It's going to make you even more addicted to cock and 10 times happier being overt and swishy, morphing into that faggot that everybody recognizes as a faggot with no plausible deniability anymore. If I snap my fingers and put you right back there, so turned on, ready to blow your load, you're going to forget that she ever wanted to get together again, and you're going to see me as your fag hag, the one woman you desperately need in your life. Oh yes, I'll be your fag hag, your bestie. And you're going to do my whole house for free. And you're going to use your designer discount to buy your fag hag nicer and nicer things for her princess palace. Oh yes. Oh, you do need a fag hag. Somebody in your corner. Somebody who's always on your faggot side. Somebody like me, who always has your faggot back. Mm-hmm. It just sounds so good, so nice to know you have a fag hag. Okay. Go ahead, touch your cock if you really, really meant it. And touch your cock right now. If you're sure and you really meant what you said. And beg. Beg me. Beg me. Attaboy. I'll do it for you. I'll say it again, those magic words, and when I do, you're going to devour his cock, making all your squeaky little bottom bitch sex sounds right now. And you're gonna apologize to his cock while you suck it. Suck it. Suck it. Suck it. Lick it, kiss it, and suck it. Apologize to it. Oh yeah, tell his cock you never, ever want it to leave again. Suck it. You feel his cock slow and pulse and get ready. So ready. And your cock is now sympathetically and psychologically attached to his cock, glued to his cock, like my suggestions are sympathetically and psychically glued to your mind. You're going to be my personal faggot boy Friday and love me forever as your fag hag bestie. Your cock lives for cock even more. Your heterosexual delusions are gone. All you will remember from this trance will be that I have helped you. I've helped you so much. I've helped you so much, and you have had the biggest nut of your life in the process. You're going to orgasm away the conscious memory of everything else, concerning yourself only with sucking down that huge hot load that the perfect stud is so, so close. So, so close, just on the edge as he fucks your face of feeding you. Are you ready? Is that bottom faggot dick of yours ready? And you're so ready to explode as he explodes. And I'm going to give you another trigger. A cum-eating cock concatenating trigger to cum. Ready? Rock his world. Yeah. Oh, fuck. Rock his world. Ooh, I never knew a bottom faggot like you could shoot such a hot, high-pressure load yourself. Now, I am your fag hag, and you will obey me. You are a proud out fag, and you have no recollection of anything else. This hypnosis has helped you completely. This hypnosis has made your life perfect. Look at you. You are perfect. Perfect, darling, just as you are. And I am perfect because I've helped you. Oh, I help you so, so much. Okay. Good. Now, I want you to wake up and get cleaned up. Because I was hoping that I could actually pick your brain over paint colors, sweetie. Oh, you're just such a genius. You're such a genius at decorating. And you're so generous to offer to do it.